It seems like everyone is either starting a side hustle or becoming their own boss. And you know what they're hearing a lot? It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/sell23, all lowercase. Whether you're selling loafers or peace lilies, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person. Covering all sales channels, from a shop front POS system to its all-in-one e-commerce platform, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces. With their 24/7 help and extensive business calls library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. Go to shopify.co.uk/sell23 to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.co.uk/sell23.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Always a really good idea to know where your microphone button is when you do one of these shows. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. That'll speak to something I want to talk about later
in the
show.
Has it moved or anything, or is it still in the same place?
I don't think that, occasionally the fingers don't go where they're supposed to. Could you possibly relate to that?
Oh, of course. But, turning on the mic is... You normally leave your mic on... During the countdown.
This particular time, I chose to leave it off, and then when I went for the button, anyway. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Nice to start the show with hitting on all strides here. I have to say this. This show, ladies and gentlemen, has what I would describe as a storied history with our national anthem.
Yes.
We have, I came up through the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s, and every decade or so, there seems to be an anthem. One that jumps out to would be Roseanne back in the day, just angered people. The national anthem.
Can you believe that was 1990?
Yeah. It feels long ago.
34 years ago, yeah.
The storied history is such that I am an anthem person. There's nothing that motivates me more and makes me feel more proud to be an American than a great rendition. The greatest one ever, in my humble opinion, is still the Super Bowl performance by Whitney Houston. Mm-hmm. And it was awe-inspiring. And even when I go to the smallest sporting event, like a Florida Everblades game, and there's a young lady that comes out from like a local high school and does a great version of it. I love it. It's just when it's nailed, it's nailed. And
can we have just a taste of the Whitney Houston? Because it really does sort of set the stage, I think.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. Yeah, I never get tired of hearing that. This is
spectacular. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please rise and remove your hats and direct your attention to the area behind home plate and join your nationals in honoring America with a singing of our national anthem to be performed tonight by Mike O'Mara from the Todd and Mike Show.
You don't have the video?
Oh, say, can you see?
All right, that's
by
enough.
By the dawn's early light.
You're doing your own show, pal. I got it.
I think there's other people that enjoyed it as well.
Well, there's a video of that where I have my daughters on either side. You know,
I mean, have the video.
Look it up on YouTube. It's there. It's right there for everybody to see.
I'm not questioning it. I'm sorry about that. I didn't realize it existed.
Well, how do you have the audio version of it? Did you record
that back
in the day?
We used to do a radio show.
We did a radio show, but did you record the feed?
It sounds like that audio is like. I get handed to you from the booth. It was
recorded straight from the booth because you couldn't hear the cheering,
which worked fine for Rob in that particular circumstance. Right. With that, there is a. I'm at the at RFK Stadium before this goes back to before the new stadium was completed.
Right.
I'm so old. And that's, you know you're old when they start, where you remember them building and tearing down stadiums. That's when you
This
know
was you're... actually, Josh, this was recorded at Griffith Park.
the Polo Grounds. That's it. So, yeah, I performed it a couple of times, and it really does motivate me when we hear good ones. Last night, because my kid's back into baseball and I'm back into baseball, we tuned in for the Home Run Derby, mm-hmm. a made-for-TV event that brings Major League Baseball players to the stadium where they're hosting the All-Star game to see how many they can jack out of the stadium. So it's a lot of fun. And I was unaware of the superstar that they had selected to give us the rendition of the national anthem. I'm not sure how you guys think whether we should play the whole version, but I think in order to get really, really understand what we're talking about here, we might want to play most of it, simply because it was that special.
And Mike, I think once we start the video, there's no reason you can't stop it as we go to make comments. You can say,
"All right,
hold it."
Before we start, let's get the name of the lady, Ingrid. Do we have Andress. Her last name? What is it?
Andress.
Had you heard the name before that?
No. She's apparently a four-time Grammy nominee. Never a winner. Never okay. a winner.
In the country music category.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. When you see this video, when you see this video, it appeared to me instantaneously that there was something off about her appearance. She seemed a little frazzled. She seemed a little... like, if someone said she was medicated, I would say, kind of looks like it. That's what my impression was.
She didn't have the stance or the attitude of a national anthem performer when she was waiting to start to sing. Does that make any sense? Like, you know, normally they're standing erect, they're ready to go.
She seemed confused.
She did, yeah, looking around and all that. So,
but let's get to, what is it, Ingrid Undress?
No, Andress. A-N-D.
Ingrid Andress.
Right.
Let's go to the Home Run Derby National Anthem performance.
All right.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light.
At this point, I think she's okay, right?
Yeah, I wish you'd had it prior to that because
I do. I do.
Well,
if
she's looking around.
We can take it from the beginning. Here's the announcer.
Rise if you're able, and kindly remove your caps for the presentation of our nation's colors.
Pause it right there, please, for a second.
Texas Department of Public.
Who's? I'm just curious. Is this an old veteran Texas PA announcer that we're listening to here?
Mike, close your eyes and listen, and tell me if it doesn't sound like NBC's Brian Williams just after getting a wisdom tooth out.
Eyes, sure. If you're able, and kindly remove your caps for the presentation of our nation's colors by the Texas Department of Public Safety.
Josh, are we getting that video okay from?
It's a little jumpy for me. Right now, the audio is great. The video is a little pixelated.
I don't know what's wrong.
That is Chuck Morgan, who's the voiceover for the Rangers. It's his 46th year doing it.
There we go. I nailed it.
Wow. And Mike, he started when he was 50.
All right, let's go back to the videotape.
Now to perform the national anthem.
See, she's kinda
Please
confused.
Welcome four-time Grammy-nominated country
Hold on.
Singer.
You can't even see it. It's pixelated to me. Josh, can we go to... Do you have that video by any chance?
I can try to pull it. I've got
That's me. Whoa, that's tough. All right. That's my... God, they're so little.
They are.
Now, this is a fan video from the stands.
That's a video, and that's the only video of it.
That's the only video on YouTube.
And actually, that was a shot on Super 8 that they had to digitize because we had no phones back then.
Who is that fat guy? And look at how little they are. It's my 29-year-old and my 27-year-old now. All right, that's enough of that.
What a lot of people don't know is that Carla's there, too. You just can't see her. She's behind Mike.
Okay, let's try. Do you want to which video of the lady do we want to try first here?
You want to try it, Josh?
I am still pulling it.
Okay.
Let me try again. Okay, that's fine. Now, the thing that troubled me is normally there's not many times in an MLB season that you need to really pull a name to do the anthem. Obviously, the World Series, All-Star Game, but the Home Run Derby is a made-for-television event.
It's big enough that I think you're going to have a national television audience. So
yeah,
you know,
and I mean, both you and I are sort of plugged into pop culture. That's what we do. We should have at least heard of this lady, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's try this video.
Okay.
Boots, broad stripes, and bright stars through the perilous fight. Or the ramparts we watched.
Uh-oh.
Were so gathered.
That's when the players start to smirk.
Yeah.
And the rockets red glare. The bombs bursting in air. Gave proof through the night that our flag was.
Can you pause it a second, Josh? This had to really throw off the director, because that is that this whole thing is planned, and they're going to show shots of the team looking proud to be Americans. And when they go to the players, they're laughing.
It's just odd.
It is
odd. The
whole
thing.
Yeah.
All right, go back. Let's go back to it. What the hell was that? That was there it is.
Now, I have to wonder also, was there no sound check? Because
the sound check's not going to make a difference about her.
Well, no, but they're going to say that, hey, you know, maybe bring in the housewife.
Because I don't think that the ship has sailed by that time. You know, I mean, you're not going to tell her at the last minute she can't do it. You know,
yeah, but it's problematic, Mike. The problem with that international anthem were multifold.
What were you going to say, Josh?
Well, she's a nominee. Grammy nominee. It's a ESPN property. There's money being exchanged to promote her.
Sure.
As well. So you can't just yank her. I do like that the Oriole fans, you could tell Oriole fans were there because there was an O yelled in the crowd.
Yeah,
by the way, for those of you,
classy.
Hold on. By those of you around the country, the Orioles, and this is a great tradition in Baltimore, and for a long time when the Washington Capitals were sucking, mm-hmm. And I was a season ticket holder. You would always get the Oriole O, mm-hmm. at the and every Washington sporting event for a time. Well, you'd get the Oriole O, and I think with the Orioles hopefully playing better, that's going to come back.
I think
you
still get it at the Nationals game because people just like to be part of a thing.
Yeah,
it is always odd to me every now and then when I hear an anthem without it.
Now, do they also, because it's in Texas, did they also they say star because there's a star on the Texas flag?
I don't know what that's from, but yes.
There was a crowd
cheering stars.
Mm-hmm.
Did she, to either one of you, look a little addled, perhaps? Or is that – I don't know if she is someone who – that's her style. Is this kind of –
I don't either. But
I don't think
also,
of that as a
country
singer.
She has the sort of look of a singer-songwriter, you know, mm-hmm. something who is independent and this is what I do.
You know, but I just there was a little wobbly sort of medicated attitude there with that, and I haven't done any deep dives on it myself, other than my impression of what it looked like when I saw it last night.
As of the time of recording today, she has not issued a statement, and her people have not said anything.
All right, well,
but
it
based
was
on
disaster.
Yeah, other photos of her, she normally does not look that way, mm-hmm. so there could have definitely been some anxiety medicine or something.
Are you ready for Are you ready for?
That's a big performance.
Yeah. I am ready to cop to it right now. I popped a Xanax before I did it at the stadium. I did. I was nervous as hell.
Well, you did that, Mike, because you love America.
That rendition of the anthem. This is the great, to me, this is the greatest anxiety source for the anthem. Everybody has been singing that song forever. Everybody goes to any sporting event, major events, that we sing it all the time. So the greatest fear that I had was, for some reason, the stress of the moment causing you to go up and forget the lyrics to the national anthem. And 100%, that was the point of stress. But I've always been a believer in, unless you have the chops of chops of chops as a singer, you don't F with the anthem.
Play it
because
straight.
If you do, and you certainly don't do what she did, where you go through other notes with that, and this will be on and gone. We've certainly got enough.
Where do you weigh in on people that go, and the land of the free?
Where they go, hi, if you've got the chops,
I
think that works great. And the thing about it is, I don't think you get a lot of coaching. You get the gig, then everybody's like, hey, you're going to perform the anthem and do the. And then, of course, I got thousands of people, it seemed like, telling me, don't forget the lyrics, don't forget the words. And I'm like, gulp, drink. It was weird.
Weird moment. A listener who is a semi-professional opera singer. He's done a lot of opera work.
Yes.
And he has volunteered to sing the national anthem at our show in Las Vegas.
Hold on, before you play it, I know you want to it up.
No, I'm not setting it up. I'm just saying, I don't know that I feel appropriate playing the national anthem.
No, we will not
anthem.
Be doing the national anthem at our poolside podcast.
That's what I thought. Okay. But he sent me two emails, so Jim,
thank you. Before Blackjack.
Before Blackjack.
In the smoky
Friday
casino?
Night. Yeah. Friday night. Can we? Yeah, we'll put a PA announcement at the Downtown Grand and say, can everybody please be quiet for a second? That would go over really, really well.
Move your caps.
Please rise from your slot machine stools.
How much of the archive, Rob, do you have? Because one of my all-time favorites, when I say we have a storied history, we had a softball game where Dennis Murphy performed the national anthem. And it was one of the true moments that we had. And I guess you don't have. That's all right. I didn't talk to you.
I wish you had given me a heads up. I might have it deep somewhere. Let me keep looking for a second. Give me a moment.
But the Roseanne one stands out. If you go way, way back, and Rob, just try to find it. Don't worry about.
And I have Roseanne if you want to hear it.
Okay, let's listen to Roseanne now. Here we go.
And again, this is 1990, which blew
this
my
was
mind.
Very controversial because she was a massive star at the time.
And also, I forgot until this morning how she ended it.
Oh, you didn't get the,
And then she grabs a crotch and spits. Pure class.
Yeah, kind of a bad moment.
And then
quite a bad look.
Look who's waiting for her. It's Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold, yeah. Drug-addled Tom Arnold.
Yeah, he doesn't look like he's on coke, does he?
Yeah.
Come on, let's get out of here. Right now.
Come on.
Boy, that was one of the all-time. Robert Goulet, you go back, he forgot the lyrics, I think, at the one. The great ones are very, very rare. And it's just, if you get out there and you sing it straight ahead and you're on pitch and you have it, the timing is good. I think most people want it to be at a certain pace, where you don't want it to be too long and self-indulgent. You don't want to do that.
I have cut enough audio my entire life that I know that the national anthem should be between 1 minute 38 to 1 minute 42.
Really?
That's exactly how long it should be.
I didn't even know that. That's interesting that
I mean, that's
do
the
that.
Good ones all end up that way.
Even with our critique of this young lady who sang the anthem, it is truly astonishing how quickly it seems like it only gets faster. Reaction time. Josh had indicated to us, what, 6 text messages that you got.
About my phone blew up. Yes. Yeah.
It was rapid, and you do feel sorry for the performer that was overmatched and didn't have an idea of how to do it. Didn't have an idea of how to hit the notes and sing the song. So very, very sad. The Derby itself, as far as the Home Run Derby,
it's fun, isn't it? I didn't watch it.
It's a blast. If you like baseball, it's fun. But baseball has to do a better job of getting the marquee players. So many superstars from their various teams that were no-shows. Josh, I didn't do enough research on this to know what the behind-the-scenes machinations were of the Derby and why we didn't get more named guys.
There's fears that it'll mess with your swing.
Okay.
So that's why you've got a guy like Judge who didn't want to do it, or Otani. There's also that you've been out of baseball for a little bit, and these are the new stars coming up. This is the next generation.
Okay.
So
all
to
right.
see a guy like Bobby Witt Jr., Gunnar Henderson, who performed horribly, but those two guys are, they've been pushing, baseball's been pushing those three the past 3 years as, as future stars.
That's the nicest way, Mike, the nicest way you've ever been called old. In a long time.
Well, no, I mean, baseball. I'm a Red Sox fan, and Josh is a Oriole fan, and just get ready for, I don't know, this could be a source of tension for the rest of the season. You just don't know. Our teams are getting closer in the standings. I was very bummed that Rafi Devers of the Boston Red Sox did not make an appearance. I was very bummed that Aaron Judge didn't make an appearance.
May I ask a question as someone who's on an outsider on this, and Josh brought it up. Are they saying that it might mess with your swing the way that, like, if a pitcher pitches too much, it would wear out his arm? Or I mean, these guys are...
When
guys
you are at a plate, a home run swing is different than a line drive swing. So if you are somebody who gets home runs, I don't want to call it by accident, but you get your home runs because you're a line drive hitter and you just get the right pitch for it, and you're trying to do that, that might take you out of a rhythm. But I say, boo-hoo, it's entertainment. Get up there and do it.
It's just a curse they're scared of, that too many people have won the Derby and then not gotten many home runs after.
I will tell you this, and Josh, pop the names in for me if you can, because I can't. But it's a Teo Oscar Ramirez won the Derby last night with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Was it Ramirez or Hernandez?
Hernandez.
Teo Oscar Hernandez won the Derby, played with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and this guy, what did I have that right? Did I get that right?
Okay. How do you win the Derby, Mike?
You get the most home runs each round. Than the other people.
How do you think you win a home run derby?
Yeah, I don't know. Is it distance? Is it the number of hits?
No, it's the number of home runs.
All right.
They did change the rules this year. So did they let
idiots watch so I could have tuned in? Is that
no,
the rule?
They tweaked it with the number of pitches in the first round, and then they gave a bonus round.
I'd be happy if you had Dennis Murphy singing the national anthem. That's what
it doesn't exist, Mike.
It's not on YouTube.
It does exist. All right, very good. Well, so you used to have it. You don't have it anymore?
No, I believe it existed on a cartridge. Because if I ever pulled it to digital, I'd have it. So I have to apologize.
I thought we've had it on this show before.
I ran a search of my entire computer. I'll search one more
that's
time.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, it is.
Because Dennis sang it at a charity softball game we did, and it was he forgot the lyrics as well, and it was really one of those special moments. Yeah. So getting back to the Derby, the guy from the Philadelphia Phillies.
Alec Bohm.
Oh, what a dick. What a he had the attitude of attitudes. He really, really did. He had a very, very snarky interview when they said, "What's your strategy? D- just pull the ball. And then I saw him, and he's kind of doing that smirky look. And he went to the semifinals, and I was really rooting for the guy from the Dodgers who ended up winning the whole thing because his attitude was fun and smiling and having a
great
time.
Seems to me that's what the whole thing's about, right? It's a fun event. Yeah.
Josh is just bummed because Gunnar Henderson had a terrible night.
Did horrible.
He did. And that's all it's about, really, is it? If you're a fan, you want your guy to perform. You shut it off. He took it more seriously than I.
Yeah. Angry. Mike, I don't know if this will offer any balm for your wound, but even though I don't have the national anthem, I do have some tape of Dennis watching fireworks at the conclusion of the...
That'll suffice. I'm sad we don't have the Dennis, but...
Me too, me too.
We don't. This is Dennis Murphy.
Let the explosions begin!
Dennis at a fireworks show?
Yeah. This is actually at a baseball game.
I have no idea what this is that we're listening to.
Oh, you've heard it before.
Three,
two,
no, this is leading up to Dennis watching the fireworks.
Okay.
He's holding the mic.
There he is.
All right.
Okay. All right, that's it. That's all. Thank you. Hey, singing, which is great. Oh God. All right.
See, did you really want the anthem when all is said and done?
Yes.
Hey, go ahead. Dennis Murphy at a baseball game.
You did.
A couple months
ago. That's right. He approached you. Yeah.
Yeah. He found me in extra innings with two outs and the Orioles down by one with runners on the base. And that's when he decided to try to interrupt me as I'm stressed watching the Orioles. A rain delay happened, and I went and saw Dennis.
All right, your level of fandom, and I thought, you know, I'm somebody that's in and out. It's a problem. I'm beginning. Look, you're still new to me, and I'm still learning the ABCs of you. And I have to say that a real tell. I'm a passionate sports fan. I love my teams. I am hurt when they lose. I am upset when they lose. The idea of turning off a home run derby when your guy didn't get it done, that is a level of fandom that I can see. You were very hurt by the performance of your Oriole player.
It was very embarrassing. I deposited some money into the Hard Rock app to place a bet right before the Home Run Derby.
Really?
And there was a delay in my deposit, so I missed the entry time. So I did not place the bet, and I was thankful about that.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good thing.
But yeah, I got irritated and shut it off.
So Gunner, unlike a lot of the other participants, Josh, would be a deserving participant in that he has a lot more dingers than some of the other guys that were in the competition. Am I right about that?
He has the second most home runs right behind Aaron Judge this season.
So
he was the leader going into this game.
There
and
it is.
He performed the worst.
And I will say that it is a relief to me. I know there are a lot of Chris Berman fans out there, but the fact that I don't have to hear back, 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 back anymore. So on with the – it's really kind of yeah, I'll let you go ahead, Josh.
Oh, I was just going to say, I will share in my Orioles fandom tonight because I've got the Schmooze Day tonight at 7.
Oh, that's right, he does.
On the Michael Mara page. So some of these bobbleheads and the ridiculous amount of Oriole hats I have.
It's Schmooze Day tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Josh Soroka, get to know him, and he will be participating in a live chat with everybody. And you can call Josh and ask him questions about the Orioles and his hair and anything else you want to talk to Josh about. He'll be
just
doing
go to
that
the Mike
tonight.
O'Mara Show Facebook page at 4 p.m. on the Pacific side of the States and 7 p.m. Eastern and click on and join in. He'll answer questions and entertain you in his inimitable fashion.
I have to say that we're enjoying these participations with everybody, and we're looking forward to seeing all of you live in Las Vegas. We'll be telling you more about that as the show goes on. So tonight, how many of your beloved Baltimore Orioles will be participating in the big game tonight, Josh?
5.
Wow. No wonder you're into it. We don't have that kind of representation with the Red Sox, unfortunately.
I texted yesterday. It's pretty cool that we have five guys in the All-Star game and 2 years in a row that we have someone in the Home Run Derby. It's kind of a sign that the Orioles are back.
Very cool.
How about the Red Sox? How are they represented? Two or three,
I think. I'm not sure. Carly Stremsky, Rico Petrocelli, George Scott, and Kenny.
I'm glad George made it this year.
And that fiery little rooster, Rick Burleson, the shortstop. I'm going back like to the set. So switching topics now. You knew it was going to happen. You knew someone was going to screw it up. You knew that with all the talk of the news lately, someone was going to go too far. And it's Tenacious D all the way down in Australia. Mm-hmm. Whoever the other fat guy is with Jack Black made a comment. The dark side of our divisiveness, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about it. Nobody dislikes Donald Trump more than me. Mm-hmm. I am in great company with many, many people, but
I don't know. We didn't have to cancel yesterday's show.
Yeah.
Other
we did
shows
not.
Had to be canceled.
Yes. Yeah.
Kyle Gass is his name, Mike.
And he makes a comment about it. Just sometimes I have had the inner video and audio editor in my brain going, mm-hmm. since the mid-1980s. I really have. I have had to be aware of what I say since the beginning, and I've been doing this an awful long time. And in a time that is so charged with hatred and dislike of our political opponents, this is the time when you have to be measured. No matter who it is, no matter how much you dislike somebody, you have to be measured. And I have to say that you knew it was going to happen, that someone was going to get on a stage or on a platform, and I'm sure he's not the only one, the guy from Tenacious D that mm-hmm. said sorry they missed or whatever the hell stupid comment he was making about that. And it's just like, look, I know that many people on a certain political side have really dark thoughts when something like this goes down. I would be lying if I said I didn't have dark thoughts when I think about Donald Trump and the history of Donald Trump. And the pick for vice president, very, very disappointing to a lot of people on my team because it's like more of the same. And that's fine. But we have to grow up at a certain point, and we have to be measured, and you have to, leave the irresponsibility to the idiots. And this guy, Tenacious D, I don't know how much the cancel culture will tank that tour that you've seen all over social media,
right.
But it certainly was a stupid comment to make. Now, you talked about the idea of podcasts being, or radio shows being tanked. Did that happen as well? Were there shows that were put on pause?
Morning Joe took Monday off
because their
bosses said they took Monday off because they were afraid of what one of the many hosts might say.
Now that is, to me, just about as stupid as somebody saying something stupid.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
it's got a storied history, Mike. Remember, they took off on 9/11. They took off their morning show on WNEW because they didn't know how to handle it.
I mean, Joe Scarborough is an absolutely seasoned veteran of live national television, and I am just gobsmacked that they would have pulled a television show that is the wheelhouse,
right?
That one of their most successful franchises, because what they thought Joe Scarborough was going to get on and say,
well,
he's sorry they missed or something like that. What the hell's going on?
They've got Joy Reid that steps in there and stuff. They got like six different hosts that come in, and they were afraid someone was going to say something like that.
That is so stupid. That is absolutely stupid.
And I think it's just as bad that they said that was the reason.
Instead of just saying Joe is sick or ridiculous.
Studio issues, any excuse. Besides.
That would be quitting time for me if somebody.
If any panelist is not to be trusted covering the news event of maybe the last 8 months,
yes,
then don't hire them. You
right.
know, they've got
exactly.
You've got choices there. You don't need to bring in who was what they assume is a loose cannon.
Now, all I can base this opinion on is the video I saw, and oh boy, it's tough. He looked. I don't want to say he looked different, but there was a different vibe. Josh, did you watch any of the video of him walking into the convention hall with the bandage? Did you see any of that?
I did not see the entry. I did see him watching, because I believe he walked in during the Home Run Derby. So it would have been
well,
after that.
That's he was
Rob,
participating.
Did you catch any
I actually
of him?
Have the video, and the thing right, that I found most fascinating is that to pump up the crowd, they had Lee Greenwood singing Proud to Be an American. And while Lee Greenwood was talking, you have to listen carefully, they actually played his pre-taped introduction. So they didn't wait to time it outright, which I thought was a little awkward. But here is the former president taking the stage at the RNC last night.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Also, showing him making the entrance is a little anticlimactic, don't you think?
It's a really long concourse. If tomorrow all the things
were right, we're gone. Just a... I don't know. To start again.
Just not sure. He seems a little worn down.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
He looks a little... He looks like it's been... You know, my
tired.
God almighty. I mean, really... Say what you will about Donald Trump. I'm no fan of Donald Trump, but my God, to go through that.
Yeah.
You can have
well,
him.
Well, one of the problems was, Mike.
Sorry about that. This guy.
One of the problems was he watched the Home Run Derby, and when he saw the national anthem, his ears started bleeding again.
Oh, God. There, another spit take. Hey, anyway. Yeah, were you going to say something about Junior? Were you going to say that, Josh? Were you going to say something about Junior?
No, I'm not going to stand up for Junior.
Okay, no, I didn't. No. I didn't say you were going to stand up for Junior.
No.
I just
I
was
no
wondering
comment about Junior.
Okay, no comment about Junior.
Junior has a little bit of the Junior has a little bit of the swagger and attitude that his dad has somewhat earned.
Mm-hmm.
That Junior has.
Yes, thank you. Okay, that says it all. That makes me feel happy. For some reason. He looked like he'd been through it, didn't he?
He truly has. There was no reason to trot. They didn't have to trot him out last night.
Well, I don't think they make any of the decisions. I think he makes
those
decisions.
He wanted to be there.
Yeah.
Well,
that there's was a reason the, he flew. Thing. I think, didn't he fly to Milwaukee Sunday?
I believe so. Yep.
I believe he went as soon as he could, straight from the hospital.
Well, it's a great town.
I was surprised on the broadcast I was watching last night. I saw him sit in, and
what was that about? Did you hit it especially hard?
I am sit in.
No, in my head now, I try to think of a different word to not hit that G, because I know that's going to distract everything.
That
so
was
I got
great.
In my own head
that's
for a moment there.
That's
but
fine.
I was
that's
surprised fine. The camera angles were all shot from the left side of his head.
So you didn't see the bandage.
When I had the TV on, I couldn't see the bandage because they didn't show the other side of the head.
Yeah, but the doctor who examined him said he will not have to have surgery on the ear. That's the latest that I hear about that. I'm going to do, after the show today, I'll do more of a dive on these people that might have been prevented from broadcasting because of it. I don't get it, and I'd certainly like to hear what they have to say about it. But getting back to the whole thing of, there is the inner government inside between two ears, and there's what comes out of the mouth. And I think we've had in this very opening of the show today, we've had great examples that we have played for you of when what comes out of the mouth is pretty stupid stuff, and you got to measure it. You got to be aware of it. You know, I have conversations with people. Did it yesterday. Had a Make America Great Again kid on the putting green yesterday that I'm having, and I have a 10-minute conversation with these guys. And they're saying stuff that I don't agree with. And you can have a civil discussion with people, and you can disagree, and it was so funny. And they are so rampant down where I live that the kid said to me, when you said you were a Democrat, I actually thought you were joking. That's how much it's pervasive down at Happy Valley.
Good joke.
And we went back and forth. We went back and forth, and you know, and it is what it is. But
did the kid at least present a decent argument or counter, or did he seem like a Kool-Aid drinker? And I don't mean this in a bad way. I'm just curious because you run into them both.
I don't want to say Kool-Aid drinker because that's I try to be. I think he is all in. And I think that he says a lot of things I disagree with, and he believes a lot of things I do not believe in. And the kid and another guy, and they were talking about certain Congress people that they didn't like, and talking about their language. And I'm like, well, how about your team? And it was civil, okay. And it can be civil. That's what it's all about.
It should be. I disagree with a lot of things.
Yes,
politically.
Absolutely.
It doesn't affect us from doing business, talking,
and emotionally. You disagree,
and my atheism. No, I am not an atheist.
You're rampant atheism.
That's a joke. We have to take a break.
Okay.
It's crazy. That was a very interesting beginning of the show. Yeah. Rob.
Yeah.
Mission to you. I am desperate to see if there's any way we can unearth that Dennis Murphy tape, but we probably can't, right? You're the only person I have.
Check the DC studio.
There is a way, but it's, I'll give you a 50-50.
Somebody might have it out in the listening land. You know what I mean?
Yes, this is true. This is true, but you'll see. I have to go a little deeper, you see.
Boy, I tell you, it's one of the absolutely shatteringly funny moments on the show.
AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. oracle.com/bandwidth.
Ladies and gentlemen, Las Vegas.
Oh my gosh, yes.
It's happening. TMOS is returning to Las Vegas for our grand reunion weekend, Saturday, November 9th. Come be a part of a live poolside taping of your favorite podcast. That's us on the elegant rooftop citrus deck of the Downtown Grand Hotel. Book your rooms now so you don't miss any of the fun. That's right. You book a room at the Downtown Grand, I'll come visit you in your hotel room. It's a full-scale hotel takeover. Well, it's not going to be a full-scale hotel takeover unless we sell more rooms to the hotel.
Yes, we need your help on this, guys.
We want to sell more general admission tickets, too. We've sold out of our VIP tickets. Sorry, they went rapidly. They always do. But we want to sell tickets. We want to sell hotel rooms, and we want to have these people at the Downtown Grand are being very accommodating, but they're also saying, all right, we'll do this if you do this.
Yeah.
We'll do this if you do this.
Classic Shelley.
Shelley's tough. You know, Josh will back it up. Shelley's a little tough to deal with, to be perfectly honest with you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Josh, you know, got a little uppity with Shelley when he went out to Vegas to visit, and Shelley brought him down into the counting room.
The counting
room where they brought you?
And
brought out a skill saw. That's all I'm going to say.
I didn't know that Josh went out to Vegas. That's fascinating.
A lot of speculation floating around about why we are hawking the hotel rooms. The blackjack slot tournaments are kind of tied into how many people we put in the hotel. They're not going to turn the whole thing over to us unless we say we've got these rooms sold. They've had a renovation, by the way, at the Downtown Grand.
Yes.
This is a renovated hotel. We're excited about that. The Ladies of TMOS Brunch, we're going to have that too. Discounted hotel rates, limited swag, and a whole lot more. Find Rob on the property, and he will give you a piece of hard candy. Rob will have large pockets filled with is it still Werther's that you're playing?
No, Mike. I wish I was kidding. Yesterday, I ordered 5 pounds of cinnamon candy. My favorite hard candy. Yeah.
And that's by design.
Cinnamon discs.
We've been to many, many live events, and we know that nothing's better to freshen your breath than cinnamon candy. Grab your tickets.
A big night at the bar. followed by a little bit of sleep and then a nice piece of cinnamon hard candy.
Fantastic. Grab your tickets and more info at MikeOMaraShow.com. There's no better way to reunite with your TMOS family and no better place to do it. Join us as we take over, hopefully,
yes,
the Downtown Grand Hotel the weekend of November 9th. We can't wait to see you. Josh, did I sell that the right way? Did I sell that perfectly? Yeah. Am I spot Sounds on good. With that? I'm just making sure. Get out there and help our guy out
here. Buy your tickets.
Here.
Mm-hmm. Get your hotel rooms.
That's it. Buy the Thank tickets. You. Get the hotel room. Take it away, Rob.
Cinnamon candy.
Cinnamon candy.
I should Cinnamon have them the candy. End of the week to show everybody.
You know, getting back to the just briefly, if we can.
Just brief.
The Downtown Grand. They have had a full remodel down there. We are looking forward to spending. Everybody from the show will be at the same hotel this time. I know that in years past, I have used some of my degenerate points. Gambling points to go off property because they were very generous in saying, come over here. But, you know, it is what
great.
It is.
It's got an amazing restaurant, a great bar. And remember, anytime from Thursday to Monday, if you go to the corner seat of the bar, you will see my father.
Yes.
He's there.
He
so
loves
go
it
go visit him. Yes, he
and
does.
And he's a good guy and a great guy to chat with. So we look forward to seeing you at the Downtown Grand Hotel. We're going to do it the weekend of November 9th. Be there or be square. We start today with Richard Simmons. This is new information that's come out about his passing. The day before Richard Simmons died, he fell in his bathroom. A housekeeper begged him to get medical attention, but he refused. Mm. This happened on Friday night. This was his 76th birthday. And I thought when I first heard the story that perhaps it was a long illness. Apparently not. He told the housekeeper that maybe he'd see a doctor on Saturday, so she helped him back to bed.
Can't
on Saturday
do that.
Morning, Saturday morning around 10 a.m., she found him dead on the floor next to his bed.
This is not unlike the way Bob Saget died. Remember, he hit his head after a show and died the next morning.
Richard had reportedly been feeling dizzy before the fall. There's still no word on the cause of death, but that's more detail than we've had.
That is really tragic, and also it's telling. If you hit your head, get it checked out. I
remember when I got in the car accident and I was having trouble grabbing a deep breath. I talked about this when I'm dealing with the EMTs. I had one of them came over and said when the—
Were you in a car accident?
Thank you. When you are so you today. When the cornstarch deploys, that you have trouble with a little breathing, mm-hmm. and you know, I didn't feel like I needed to go, but the one guy said it's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
And you know, when you get a little longer in the tooth, you think you err on the side of caution.
You were not on concussion protocol, though, right?
I was not. They checked me for it, but I wasn't.
Good. Good.
Speaking of Las Vegas, Nicolas Cage has lived in Las Vegas for 14 years and off and on for 3 years before that, but he does not pull the sin in Sin City. He doesn't do it. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, and by the way, that's what I read the Wall Street Journal for, the Nicolas Cage interview. That's
I'm
what
wondering,
I go for.
Do they still do pencil sketches of some of their guests? So there'd be a pencil sketch of Nicolas Cage?
My hand. He was asked how he cultivates his creativity and imagination. He said, quote, "If you really want to spiritually ascend, put yourself in the middle of Sin City and say no. Say no to that whiskey on the rocks. Say no to that strip club. Say no to that casino." He says, just be completely dry with everything. I mean everything. Intimacy, everything. Does that mean like celibacy? He said, see what that's like. So apparently he says being in that city and refraining from doing all the things associated with Vegas, it makes him a more creative person.
Today I am 28 months sober, and I went to New Orleans and kept my sobriety, and I have to say, it really sucks.
You scare me when you say that.
Mike?
But it's
no,
your journey.
I mean, I'm not going to touch the stuff, but it's really tough because those are cities and cultures that are built on that.
You've done it cold turkey, and you've done it your own way, and many people have.
Right.
If you did, if you fell off, I would feel a level of responsibility, and so it scares me.
It's just the only reason I'd ever do it if I had to reset the tote board. I don't know how high it goes.
There you go. Thank you. Moving right along. Sandra Denton. Do you know that name? Does that name ring a bell to you at all?
Is it Sandra Denton or Denton?
Denton. It's yes. D-E-N-T-O-N.
I know not this Sandra Denton.
I'll give you the Jack Ken Cook pronunciation.
Nice.
Sandra Denton.
Lay with me.
Oh, this is... how can you forget? She's Peppa from Salt and Pepper.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah, yeah, she got kicked Peppa. Off. She got sucked off a... excuse me. Kicked
Do you
off.
Want to start that again?
Do you want to interrupt me again when I'm trying to read my news? Jesus Christ, I'm trying.
Not on me. I didn't choose the wording.
Peppa from Salt and... Josh, let me explain something. That Rob has one slight little problem about. Well, he'll cop to it that he is a bit of a last word freak, and sometimes it makes me want to put a needle in my right eye as today. So Salt and Peppa from Salt and Peppa, Peppa got kicked off a Southwest flight from Las Vegas to Nashville yesterday. She had paid for two seats. Due to a knee injury from a 2018 crash. But once she got on the plane, she was told she couldn't have both seats because she wasn't in a cast. Now, if you pay for the seats...
It's yours.
It's yours, I would think.
Now, how bad was the Southwest?
So that's the problem. She did not go with an airline with assigned seats. You got to go with, if you want two seats, you got to go with one where you can pick the two seats ahead of time.
Yeah, and the racket, when we haven't talked... You know what? I'm going to save a discussion of the airlines for all tomorrow right. when, you know, the sites that one uses, your Expedias, your Travelocities, yes. Yes. all of the... and you see what appears to be a very nice flight. We've all been booking our flights lately.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've got a new way of conjuring, of faking you out, and we'll discuss that tomorrow. Well, she did have a knee brace. After some back and forth, they let her have the seat. Then a guy came along asking Peppa for her second seat, claiming he was headed to a funeral. Who's got the bigger malady? An argument ensued, but flight attendants ended up giving the guy her seat. At that point, Peppa claims that she FaceTimed her assistant to talk about the situation, and she was removed from the flight for recording, which she claims she wasn't doing. She did get a refund, but she's still exploring her legal options. You know what? I don't like big airline. I don't care for big airline at all. It's ridiculous, but we'll see.
Although, now that I have been shopping flights to Las Vegas, they are just really seem to be bending over to make things just as easy as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. They couldn't be more cooperative. Did you succeed yet? Are you
not yet? Carrie's got she's got the eye for this. She knows it's not time to buy it. Of course not. Why would I?
Okay. Wheeler Walker Jr. has some pretty strong feelings about Post Malone and his entrance into country music. And now, Post Malone, is everything I've read, everything I've seen, all the video, identified as a super nice guy, like yes. a guy that's really, really cool. Mm-hmm. Well, Wheeler Walker Jr. don't like this guy at all, and it's so pointed. We're wondering if he's doing it as a publicity stunt. That's how bad it is.
Yes. Or he doesn't speak for country music.
And did you know that Post Malone also buys two seats when he flies Southwest?
Yes, he does. Well, Wheeler Walker, if he's faking it, he really hates this guy. He had this to say on Instagram, quote, "Hey, Post Malone, Wheeler Walker Jr. here. Heard your new pop country song with Blake Shelton. Maybe the worst song I've ever heard." Then they cut to a blip of the song with pooping noises mixed in. He followed up with, "We got enough crappy pop country without you, Post Malone. We don't want your filth in country music. We don't need people dirtying it up." Now, it goes on. Wheeler Walker Jr. says, "Get the F out of country. You suck. We don't like you. Go back to that crappy music you were doing before I knew who you were." That is some serious heat.
It is.
So either Wheeler just...
Are you familiar with Wheeler Walker Jr.?
I am not at all, no.
Okay, after the show, take a look at his music. This is a parody and a publicity stunt by him.
Totally and fake, right?
It's all fake. His music, it would not speak for country music.
Is he sort of a comic act? Is he like a novelty act?
He is a failed musician who found comedy as a way to get back into music.
Is he dissing country music most of the time now when he does this?
Well, here's his top songs, F This Job. Mm-hmm. Drop Them Out, F'd by a Country Boy, oh. I Like Smoking Pot,
okay, all right,
FUB, Born to F.
Oh God, wow, that's Eatin' fascinating.
And Kicking,
Oh,
eating
I understand.
Kicking.
I think they left kicking. A couple words
I
out
left
there.
A couple words out.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, this must be a tremendous disappointment to Wheeler Walker Sr.
Yeah.
It's certainly not walking through a field of pussy willows. That's for sure.
No. No. You're not going to see him at the CMAs.
Well, anyway, we'll see what happens about that. But it was certainly he got some buzz from people like me, Josh. That's the way that went down. Someone with lots of customer service experience tossed out this gem. If you call a company and a, like, for example, if you're Wheeler Walker Jr. and you
yes.
call a company and a bot answers, drop a few F-bombs. The AI will flag you as disgruntled and immediately put an actual human on the phone. I love hacks like this, and I believe it. That one saves you time. Here are a few more industry hacks that can also save you money. If you offer to pay your therapist in cash, they might cut you a deal for your therapist. You know, have you tried that one, Rob? At all?
I have not. I don't know that I would. I don't think I'm looking for a therapist that's looking to cut a deal.
Well,
don't try that in Florida. They've got a new laws.
New laws about paying your therapist in cash?
Or other places.
Really?
They all now, therapists, massage parlors, have to scan your driver's license.
Really?
To now know who is at those places.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not going anymore. If you're mailing something to an address that's not far away, always choose the cheapest shipping option. Paying more probably won't get it there faster.
True.
Don't use big websites to buy flowers. It's cheaper if you call a local florist. Want a bigger scholarship? Just ask. A high school teacher said several students got between 10 and 20 grand more this year by writing to the school before committing and claiming another school was offering more money. Get a car loan before you buy. Don't know if I got to go along with that one. I did that. Got
really?
A car loan before I bought.
You go through your bank or what?
Went through
it?
The bank and
yeah.
got a better loan at the dealership after all was said and done.
I think also sometimes it depends on your situation. A credit union will sometimes match. Or do better rates, but a standard bank might not.
And the last one is definitely the darkest on the list. You can rent a nice casket for a funeral, then bury the person in a cheaper one. This is super dark. This goes back to my father passing away. My dad was cremated, so was my mom. And we were told at the funeral home that, you know, he's in a casket for, like, the viewing and stuff. But then they cremate him, and they put him in a, like, a cardboard
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. So you had a viewing and then cremation?
Ever, we had the viewing and then the cremation.
Okay.
That. Yeah.
That's normally the order.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know that, but sometimes you do visitation after the cremation.
Why would you burn up a perfectly good casket? I don't know.
If you're Forbes. Trying, Mike, for someone, I just have to tip this in. Mike,
yes.
trust me.
Yes.
Dealing with bots and stuff is what I do. You can get by them if you don't want to use the F word. Ask them stuff about today's date. Say, what is today's date? Or, you know, is what is today's day of the week? They're not programmed for that question, and you'll get past them.
Okay. Forbes yeah. surveyed 5,000 dog owners, 200 owners of each of the 25 most popular dog breeds, according to the American Kennel Club. The goal was to come up with a ranking of the best and worst behaved breeds. In addition to general behavior, they asked about listening to commands, jumping on people, barking, begging for food, trying to escape. In the end, the most behaved dog breed, Labrador Retriever.
Yep.
Rottweiler was second, followed by Shih Tzu, Cane Corso. I'm not familiar with that particular breed.
I know is that Wheeler Walker Jr. hates him.
Golden Retriever, German Shepherd, Boston Terrier.
Hey,
hello,
look at
hello.
You. There you go.
Poodle, Yorkshire Terrier, and Bulldog. The least behaved breed was Siberian Husky. That's interesting.
Really?
Beagle was second.
I'll buy that. Linus has a lot of Beagle in him, and he doesn't listen to anything.
By Havanese, French Bulldog, Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, Bernese Mountain Dog, Pembroke Welsh Corgi, Miniature Schnauzer, Dachshund, and Australian Shepherd. All the worst, but that's not true about Australian Shepherds. They're some of the smartest dogs in the world. The other breeds that ranked in the middle were Boxer, Pomeranian, Doberman, Great Dane, and German Short-Haired Pointer. I dated a German short-haired pointer one time. She was fantastic. Finally today, an Irish man earned his second Guinness World Record title by riding his unicycle the length of Ireland, 308 miles in 5 days, 5 hours, and 23 minutes. Eamon Kevany told Guinness World Records the title for the fastest crossing of Ireland by unicycle appealed to him because it seemed like a perfect mix of daunting and ridiculous. Kevany, who's previously earned the record for the world's longest barefoot journey in 2016 and followed up by climbing 10 mountains barefoot in 10 days, said he had never ridden a unicycle until he started training for the title. He said he traveled about 12 hours each day during his attempt. It was sometimes hard to towards the end of the day to force myself up on the unicycle for the last few miles, he said. He said a swollen ankle toward the end of his trip made each turn of the pedals feel like torture. Here's his quote, as long as you're moving, you're pedaling, hence my ankle swelling up from overuse. And, well, the one letter, and one slightly other difficult medical malady I had, me balls fell off. There you go. Yeah, they completely fell off me body. The balls, my Irish green balls fell on the ground. There we go. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, da-do, wa-do, wo-do. Yes, me balls fell.
It's unfortunate, isn't it? Sad, yes, really.
Look at me. I mean, he puts that in the copy.
I do.
I am. I'm down over 80 pounds, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be writing the Dermglow spots from now on, and I've never felt better. Thanks to DermglowSkin.com. It's so easy. Just complete the questionnaire, schedule a call to talk with a medical provider for approval, and the pharmacist fills out your prescription, and it's delivered to your house. Boom! One injection once a week. Today's a shot day in the O'Mara household.
Yes.
Get ready to lose 21 to 26% of your weight, along with improving your blood sugar, which in many cases takes them out of type 2 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
You also improve your cholesterol and your blood pressure. I know this because I've done it all. All of these things were a result of me getting on this wonderful medication. It's FDA approved, and the results are real. DermGlowSkin.com offers semaglutide and tirzepatide for weight loss, in addition to NAD+, vitamin B12, sermorelin, and PT-141. So, you know, if you crave a boost in your love life, a cognitive boost, or reduced inflammation, DermGlowSkin.com has got you covered. Get it shipped to your door, get excited, and get skinny for Las Vegas. Get excited, feel like yourself again, stop the food noise, and start your weight loss journey today. DermGlowSkin.com.
Just be aware, Mike, the client approved that copy.
Yes, I am. Thank you, Rob. Okay. Appreciate that. That's Rob. That's what it's like to be thrown under the bus, Carla, by Rob Spiewak. That's the way you. That's the way you.
How did I throw you under the bus? I said, look at you. You look fantastic.
You didn't throw me under the bus. You threw Carla under the bus just there.
No, no, no. It's, what, Mike? I'm not throwing anybody under the bus. I'm throwing myself under the bus because I get so excited at how grand you look. And I want people to see it.
Anyway, I have an
idea. You don't think
you
look great?
I have an idea for you. Let's move on.
All right.
This idea is totally contingent upon you.
All right.
This is all you. The catch is, and you don't have to do it if you don't want. Nobody has to do anything on this show that they don't want to do. But I was thinking that essentially, when we talk about Rob, you talk about your kids.
Yep.
You talk about your dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You go to King's Dominion.
Right.
You go to an occasional concert.
Yes.
And other than that, you go to the grocery store once in a while.
Yeah.
And maybe sometimes to does your dad still have the place down at the ocean?
Oh, my dad has houses everywhere now.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in Miami, but he has the house in the east.
You go down there. Yeah. And so I was thinking this idea, simple things I call this bit simple things you've never done before.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what they are, but I'm sure that there are a number of simple things that you could go out and do that you have never done before. I'm not talking about anything elaborate like skydiving, although, you know, you might.
Sure.
But that's the extreme.
But that's not simple.
Simple things, and the
like
catch is
walk to the fireworks.
Now you're quiet. Now
Mike,
you're
Mike,
quiet.
I was
he
letting
directly
it hang for,
challenges you. I and now
I was letting it
now
hang for a second. Simple things like embracing a new producer.
I have to say, the catch is you have to come up with them, because I couldn't come up with them myself, because
right,
I don't know
don't
what
know.
You have and haven't done.
Right.
And but I'm sure, based on your love of home,
yes,
and now that you do the show from home, I think, and by the way, you could challenge me to do the same thing. You could challenge me to do that. You know something I have never done?
What?
I would be willing to do it. I have never hunted. I have never gone hunting, and I would be willing to go hunting if somebody around Florida would be. By the way, I don't know what kind of hunting they do down here. I know that if I was up
gators.
In Maryland,
shoot them, Elizabeth.
Oh, I know a gator hunter. I know a gator hunter. I'd do gator hunting. I would try
Actually,
that.
You're down in the area where they chase the snakes.
Oh, python hunting. If I could find a python hunting, I might, go out with python hunters, but we're not talking about me now. We're talking about Rob Spiewak. Is there anything, when I'm talking to you about this, that jumps out at you as something, not that you'd want to do, but something that would be
done.
Out of, and obviously, the more entertaining this would be, the more out of your comfort zone it would be.
True. You know, it's funny, you said hunting. I've actually been shooting, which you probably don't know. I've been to a shooting range and fired a gun, so I have done that.
I didn't know that. Did you go with your buddy Brad?
Yeah, we went to the NRA building, the one that was in Fairfax. They had a range.
Oh, and
underneath.
John Pop, was he there for
no,
you?
No, no, it
was
just
there?
Me and Brad. And it
okay,
was,
all right.
Brad, yeah, and it was great. I enjoyed
See,
it.
See, that's but, one I thought. I was talking to Carl about this morning, and I said, like Rob going to a shooting range. I didn't realize you'd done that. See, that's why it's not me. It's you, because, boy, that one would be a good one to would Brad take you again? I'd let you do a twofer on that one.
I'd have to call him. I think he would.
Does he still, boom,
yeah,
boom?
Yeah, of course. I have never golfed. I would love to go out with my son and Flavie, just swing a club and see how
I love that.
That's
a fantastic one. Let's ask Brad if Rob could go. Brad, could Rob go shooting with you again? Hello, bull. golfing, golfing, and that to me would be fantastic.
I will not play pickleball. I don't care what anyone says. I'm against it from the word go.
Why are you never against pickleball? Why are you against pickleball?
I think it's an elitist.
This is already
sport.
Working for me right here. It's what?
I think it's an elitist sport. I think it was
really?
Designed, yeah, by
but
older, rich,
accessible.
White people that can do it. It's a little. It's probably a perfect sport for me.
There is a pickleball court down here in Southwest Florida that is open to the public. That is massive. It is huge and it is very accessible. As Josh just said, it's accessible for the masses.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to, the sport I like, in fact, somebody looked at me the other day when I was talking, about the usual subjects down at Happy Valley, and he said, well, you're a member of a country club. That makes you an elitist. I said, yes, you're right.
I disagree.
But anyway, so not pickleball, golf.
Golf, maybe, I have never
That's
been...
accessible, too. You could do that.
100%.
You could do that next week if you wanted to.
I've got three courses within 10 minutes of my house. And Robert knows the deals, so he would take me and show me. Because he's way into it. He's still golfing two or three times
a
week.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we did not prepare this. I'm telling you, nothing gives me a greater thrill. Have you been to a driving range?
I've been to a driving range.
But that's not the same as going out
but it's
and
probably
playing the sport.
Literally 30 years ago.
That's fantastic. The first one is awesome. Josh, does anything pop into your brain about something Rob would do that he's never done before?
I don't have anything at the moment.
He was really hoping that he could come up with something digging. How about finish the mulch? I could do that.
No. I was thinking about this. You did come with a new segment that you were excited about at one point, and Mike shut it down.
Which was?
And that was that you've never cored a pineapple. And you were about to do that.
No,
well, now I've done it. So the ship has sailed.
But that's what I think of.
I have my hand
Rob
up.
Has not done
what,
it.
Mike? Speak.
Can we at least say, no, I'm not going to limit it to it can't be done in the home, but I really would rather have him do
I know you
outside,
want me out, right? Out doing things.
But
out of the
if
kitchen.
There was something special that you could do in the home that you've never done before. But I can't think of those because we've done all that crap, right?
We've
done that pretty much.
I tell you what, you've sprung this on me. And
the listeners are going to help us with this.
And I
the
really do. I want their help.
To help us.
The
yes.
listeners know us better than we know us.
We
you
do.
Can,
yep,
you
absolutely.
Can reach out to me, rob@mikeomarashow.com, Rob with two B's. You can write on my Facebook page. You can message me on Facebook. And even if your idea sucks, and it will at least spark ideas that Mike and I can hone and refine.
I think you have a great idea of spending time with your children. So I
love
golf and a tattoo.
Something he's never done.
Now,
before.
You know what? A tattoo is another thing because my whole family has been after me to get a tattoo.
Now, I throw stuff up and I see what sticks to the wall. I am already considering this to be a win-win. And by the way, Mrs. O'Mara,
yeah.
when I floated this bit,
mm-hmm.
you know, that she didn't think that this would fly. And see,
was
what
her
I
suggestion
told you,
send an email?
see a little peek behind the curtain. Rob deals with Carla for a lot of client relations,
a lot of things,
and things
yeah.
like that. But this already. And the fact that you're saying it the way you're saying it, I know it might be all right. If you were
yeah.
to get a tattoo,
yeah.
do you think there's any way? And if we promoted a tattoo place that was good, they'd come in to your home and do it at your home.
Likely,
wouldn't they?
But I would like to go. What I would do is on a weekend, I would drive down to Richmond because Julia knows the tattoo community
and video the thing and
yeah,
do it that
of course,
way.
And tape it.
Have you obviously have given this some thought.
Oh, I know exactly what it would be. Hold on, I'll show you. I have an indication of it right here.
Wow. What's he doing? It's got to be TCB.
It is.
There it is. TCB.
Right there. It's on my car. It's on my computer. TCB, and I'm thinking something like right here.
Oh, I see. I was going to ask you. I was going to tee you
up with it. No, Mike, how about this? Right on my head, right by the teardrop.
All right.
I would talk to Julia and I would do that.
That
because they've
be...
been after me. You know, Robert is tattooed. He has a little thing that has three little like gummy worms that represent our family, which I think is
right.
very cute. Julia is she's a bulletin board. And Carrie has had a tattoo, but
That's
she's thinking exciting. Of getting another one.
That is, I love it. I love it. That's it. You don't need a third one. That's golfing and a tattoo. That works for me. That'll
and
get
the
us
same
through the
day,
summer.
Mike. Same
yes.
day. I'll
and
do
then
that.
Turnabout is fair play. If you want to lay one on me, just remember.
I do, Mike.
I'm
circumcision.
I am circumcised. Damn you.
No,
I am circumcised.
Mike, I meant perform one.
Oh, perform one. Yeah, bring them. Bring your babies to me. Bring your babies to me. I am ready. I am ready with a razor.
And I have a knife sharpener, too. So
that's
exactly.
We're set. We're covered.
We're good to go.
That has saved the show, in my humble opinion, today. We'll be right back after this, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. You know I love it. I tell you about it all the time. I do not go outside in Florida heat and humidity. By the way, we had one day without humidity yesterday. It's back today. There it is. There's the pouch. Liquid IV.
Love it.
It is hot time. It is sweaty time. It is der Schelm time with hand farting. Humid time. Schmooze day time. Thirsty time. Jury duty time. Rehydration time. I never talked to you about jury duty. I'll talk to you about
no,
the
we
show.
Got, yeah, we have to discuss that. That'll
hot
be something
weather.
I've never done.
Hot weather requires extraordinary hydration. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. The secret is LIV HydroScience, the science-backed formula that's an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, clinically tested nutrients that turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. And I live on this stuff down here because it is so good for you when you're out there in the heat. It's a zero sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners. It's clinically tested to hydrate more than water alone. It's tasty too. You tear, you pour, you live more, you put it in your Pizza Hut cup. One stick, and in my case, more than 16 ounces of water, gets you hydrated. It's great.
Yes.
It's great, and it's extraordinary hydration. Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you go better hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
Mike, good guy Eric gentlemen. Ford in the chat room says, I should try watching a movie from the last 10 years.
That's the kind of snarkiness that we've come to expect from our listening audience, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Eric. That's,
I believe yesterday you spoke about a new movie.
Oh, I did, yeah. The Beverly Hills Cop movie. But this, I think he probably means go to a theater. You know, because that's more of a commitment than sitting on the couch. Because at any time, if I didn't like, I could pull a home run derby thing. If I didn't like Axel F., I could have gone and watched, you know, Call to the Dance, Invitation to the Dance with Gene Kelly. It was on Turner Classic Movies.
My son is celebrating a birthday coming up here soon on the 19th of July. Yesterday, we had kind of a fire drill in the O'Mara household because he's got to get measured for his uniform for fall football. And I've been sitting on this gift for him, expensive gift that I've had for him for a long time. And last night it was the cutest time because I got him a football helmet, his own football helmet. Now, normally he gets
for wearing around the house or just for his own protection.
Well, he's inherited mine. That's what he's done. He's inherited my football helmet. And here it is. Are they expensive? Yes. Uh-huh. Are they something some of the kids get excited about? Yes. He wanted a black one, and he wanted a matte black one, and that's legal in his league. They wear black helmets. That's the that's the uniform. Goes with the black jerseys.
Robert never played football, so if you didn't provide a helmet for your son, I assume the league would, right? But this is
the league has provided them for years and years and years. And if you looked inside,
but these are probably safer.
I would think helmets are much safer, cleaner. And it's exciting, and you know, it gets them excited. Although he has been hot and cold about football, and I think it's primarily July and August conditioning is a tough time for anybody that played football and went out for two-a-days in August. You know what it is? It's Hell Week. It really is difficult, but this has rekindled his enthusiasm game. And it was just so cute seeing him walk around. And then I came into his room to tuck him in last night, and there was the football helmet sitting on the end of his bed.
He wasn't wearing it, though?
Yeah, like I do when I wear my protective hockey helmet to bed. So, hey, we don't want a Richard Simmons. That's
no, the hardest thing, Mike, the hardest thing is putting in the protective mouthpiece and your mask for the CPAP.
Very, very difficult.
It is.
And you know, in years ago when I had to wear them all day, I had a Viking helmet. Tore up the pillows, though, on the bed. So
and the roof of your car.
Yes, absolutely. We have to get another one in, and then when we come back. Yeah. Do you have a side of flip today,
Mike, and it's really, really good.
That's good. I'm looking forward to that.
Another thing I've never done.
Yes. I've traded in my Viking helmet and also my hockey helmet. And now I use a vintage one that works just fine and doesn't disturb the sheets. It's made of leather. We'll be right back.
Sexy.
Hey, everybody. Hats.
Love them.
Hats. Here's one right here. Look at that. Little Mike O'Mara Show logo on the back. Little TMOS logo on the front. Summer caps. An extremely limited run of the brand new summer cap. The ultimate accessory for fans who want to show their support while staying cool. It's available in red, white, light blue, this one right here, or black, ensuring there is a perfect match for everyone. Put a lid on it, people. Tickets and merch for the grand reunion also on sale. Las Vegas weekend and new T-shirts that you haven't even seen yet. Looking good. Don't miss the ultra cool TMOS commemorative coin. It commemorates great times and big fun. So hurry up and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. TMOSstore.com, the source for all things Mike O'Mara Show. Official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support. And remember that motto that we love so much on this show.
If you don't buy it, we won't sell it.
There it is. Flip side time, ladies
Do
and
it.
Gentlemen.
Hello.
Oh, look at her tattoos.
Roll over.
The flip side.
We've already talked a little baseball today, but I do want to play this. This is short. Ohtani. He plays for the, I don't know.
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, and he plays for the Dodgers, the Los Angeles Dodgers, formerly of Brooklyn. And he had a celebration that I don't know about. I don't know if this is appropriate or not.
It's very visual. Mike, you'll have to
describe
it.
Yeah.
Okay. And because he doesn't speak a lot of English, right? That's why he had an interpreter that stole $14 million.
Yeah. But also, yes. Mike, this I think this celebration transcends language.
Okay. Is this during a game?
Yes.
Okay. Lefties as Ohtani goes. Ohtani is safe.
Safe at second.
So he takes his glove off and he shakes it in front of his Schwanstucker.
Yeah, allegedly
that appears
taking
to be simulating an act of self-pleasure. Can we see that again, please?
Yeah, right. It appears to me that is the case, but his response is that he was shaking the dirt out of his glove.
Let's see. I'll be the judge. I'd like to see it one more time to be...
Lefty says Ohtani goes. Ohtani is safe. A good throw from Stubbs.
And I believe maybe his English teammates put him up to this.
That's an interesting angle. Yeah,
it is.
Oh, my God. You know, now, the Red Sox one. Do the Orioles have one? The Red Sox one is claw, claw, claw. Keep on clawing. That's their little gesture. What do the Orioles
have? Yeah, the Orioles have the waterworks.
Now, how does that look?
They do a little turn on the water. If you get a single, they do the sprinkler. If you get a double or triple, and then they have a... beer bong that they chug from called a homer hose or a hydration station when they score a home run.
If they hit
a home run is hit.
Okay, there you go. Love baseball.
So, they do still play baseball, though, right?
Occasionally.
Yes, they do, Rob. They get out there and do that.
All right, I don't like to use this word in pleasant company, Mike, but this guy's an asshole.
Okay.
He has a hack. I've used the word myself to describe myself when I need to get something, but I don't like the word influencer. And he calls himself an influencer because this is how he hacks the system to drink what he likes to drink on airplanes.
Didn't know about this amazing hack. You can bring coconuts on the airplane. So I don't like to drink water in airports. You can't get water through security, but you can bring coconut water on the airplane, in a coconut. Coconut water is a great source of magnesium, manganese, all kinds of good stuff. So,
what
about send?
What a jerk off.
And I have to drink on this plane, and I've got meat. So I got some burgers, heart burgers, regular burgers that I'm bringing on the plane. So that's how I travel.
This guy. How would you like to be next to him on a Spirit airline?
How does he get to the coconut?
Have you ever tried to open a coconut? No, you need a drill.
Have you ever watched...
This isn't real. He can't do it.
Yeah. Have you ever watched what is it? Castaway.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks takes 2 days to get into that coconut. Right?
I know.
It's not real?
It can't be because you don't have a knife to open the coconut. You don't even have a sharp rock to open the coconut while you're on that plane.
What if you bang the coconuts together? But that's going to be messy, isn't it? Even if it cracks open?
You know what? What's frustrating, and I'll be saying this a lot. What's frustrating for an old man like me is that you never know when people are trying to pull a fast one on you, you know?
All I know is that people reached out to the FAA and they believe him enough that the FAA says, yes, you can bring cocoa nuts onto a plane. So,
but percentage of truth in this video, what do you give it?
I feel that he is bringing coconuts on an airplane, but I don't see how he could get into them.
Josh Shiroki, okay. Percentage of truth to this video.
I might say 100% because I just pulled up a food and wine article about the guy who said that though you cannot bring knives on the plane, you are allowed to bring a corkscrew.
Is that true? Is that because that's how he gets to? And by the way, that would be a quiet, non-invasive way of opening your coconut.
But what about how small the hole is? And I've said that before.
You're getting to the coconut milk.
You're going to need two of them. You're going to need two holes. Otherwise, it's going to be a vacuum situation. You're going to have to do a drinking hole and an exhaust hole.
You know, the only way to do this, and the only way to do this properly, is to do the experiment. And I certainly ask you guys a lot. I will acquire a coconut and I will attempt to consume it, the coconut, by, and by the way, I could probably go out in the backyard and find some of them down here, and I will make
every attempt. Well, they
throw
them at your property, don't they?
He also brings a metal straw with him.
Ah, very nice.
To shove down into the, you know what?
Correct.
I will try the experiment. I will acquire it. And by the way, those are peeled coconuts that he has there. Those are that's the
softer.
Inner cookie. That's the inner cookie of the coconut.
Will you and also be purchasing a lime?
You put the lime in the coconut, make it all better. Put the lime in the coconut.
All right, I'll do it. And now hold me to that, Rob.
Yes.
I want you to badger me about the coconut. I have to do this. I'm going to try to do this on tomorrow's show.
Mike, this is a good old-fashioned coconut badgering.
A coconut badgering.
Do you have a corkscrew in your home?
Oh, God, no. Me? Are you kidding me?
That was a joke. Mike, there is a website, and it is entitled Now I Ruined It, or There I Ruined It, and they use AI. They started out just performing songs. Now they're doing AI. I love this so bad because I love the Muppets, but they made, using AI, a visual representation of Kermit the Frog singing Gin and Juice.
My mind on my money, my money on my mind, sipping on gin and juice.
You gotta stay for the second verse.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's hard being Snoop F-R-O-G-G.
Snoop Frog.
Raise off these nuts, cause you get none of these. I roll through the frog pond, feel the breeze.
There you go.
Okay.
It's 2 a.m, and the party's still jumping while you motherfuckers bounce to this.
There you go.
One more sentence, because I just have to have you hear this.
Hoes and bitches, bitches and hoes. Chronic and tangerine.
All right, that's enough. But you can find
Thanks,
online. I just thought it was very nice. And you know what? I don't feel it's disrespectful to the Muppets somehow.
Not at
like
all.
It.
No, I think it's wonderful. More of that. Thank you.
Mike, let's close. You love a laughing kid. You love a laughing baby. I
Nothing
love
like
dogs.
It.
Mm-hmm. This is perfect. This is a young lad talking to his dog and his dog talking back. We close with this.
Let's do it again.
Yeah. One more time?
Yeah. That's a perfect video right there. That is awesome.
Yeah. It's really cute for us to watch it, but you know, after about 2 hours, the mother wanted to kill herself.
Hey, that's it. We got to get out of here. Go to the website. Get yourself tickets to the grand reunion, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow. I will try, and I promise you, I will try to acquire a coconut and some Tanqueray gin based on that last video we looked at. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
More? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You are a blabbermouth!
AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry, with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development, with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. Oracle.com/bandwidth.